It's not just members of the military and the House that have questions about the president's proposal. Senators from both parties have been working for weeks on the issue, and their draft legislation is at odds with key features of the Bush plan. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says he wants a vote by the end of the month. Three key Republicans say they're still thinking about their positions. Senator Carl Levin of Michigan is the ranking Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, and he joins us now. Senator Levin, what are your thoughts and your concerns about the president's proposal?
Well, a number of us, as you've mentioned, have been working together on a bipartisan basis to address the concerns which you've already heard about on your program, including the suggestion in the president's proposal that somebody could be convicted based on secret evidence, that a jury could see evidence that a defendant could not see. And as the wonderful JAG lawyer said, there's nowhere in the world where that kind of, in the civilized world at least, that has a rule of law, where that kind of a trial would be acceptable. We would strongly object to such a trial if one of our service personnel were captured in a war. And I was interested in Bradbury's answer when he said that we would probably not accept others doing this. And unless we live up to the standards that we would insist that others live up to, we're going to put our own troops in jeopardy, number one, if and when they're captured in a future war. But number two, we're also going to then be producing results which will not be likely to be affirmed on appeal.
The president's proposal differs greatly from the draft legislation that's been proposed by your fellow senators, particularly on the use of coerced or classified evidence. Is there a possibility of finding middle ground on such a sensitive issue, especially since the Senate is trying to finish up all essential work before the end of this month, when the focus will certainly shift to the midterms?
Our effort is to find the ground which is consistent with what our laws are, consistent with our values, consistent with our needs to prosecute people. After all, we've had over 400 detainees now at Guantanamo for over 4 years. None of them have been brought to trial. So this has been mismanaged by the administration, in that there has not been a trial in 4 years, and it's long overdue that they now produce at least the first cut at some procedures to bring these people to trial. So everybody, I think, wants to bring these people to trial, but we want to do it in a way which will be sustained when looked at by a court when those convictions are achieved. Secondly, which we can hold out to the world as being the kind of procedures which we are willing to have our people tried under if and when they are ever captured. And that search on a bipartisan basis with Senators McCain and Warner and Graham and some Democrats on the Armed Services Committee and otherwise, that bipartisan effort will continue to try to meet all of those goals.
But for now, you're at odds. There's quite a bit of distance between these two proposals. From your standpoint, where is there room for negotiation, and where do you draw an absolute line that you will not cross on some of these issues?
Well, we're discussing how we can address these goals, and we're doing this on a bipartisan basis. So we've got Republican and Democratic senators that are discussing these issues. I don't want to draw any fixed lines which will make it more difficult to work through these negotiations and discussions with the senators on the Armed Services Committee on a bipartisan basis. But the one which was pointed at today by the military lawyers, that we have never tolerated convictions based on secret evidence that was not available to a defendant, that you could show to a jury information which a defendant could not see. That has always been unacceptable, and it seems to me that will continue to be totally unacceptable to the Republicans and Democrats who are trying to work out a bill here which will bring these people to justice, long overdue, but also will meet the test on appeal when those convictions are appealed to a court.
Senator Levin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Senator Carl Levin of Michigan.